Just more than 5 months into his first term, Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton dropped by the WFHB studios this week to talk with the hosts of our African American Public Affairs show, Bring It On. Hamilton took questions about the high cost of housing in Bloomington and about diversity issues in schools, police forces, and elsewhere. We bring you a portion of their conversation now for today's WFHB Community Report. The show was hosted by William Hosea and Cornelius Wright.
So Mayor Hamilton, I went back and reviewed your speech, your acceptance speech, and there are several issues here that you talked about. But the one thing that keeps coming back, and I even asked a couple of people I know, you know, is anything you might want me to say to the mayor tonight? Affordable housing just kept coming up.
Yeah. Well, you know, I did about, I don't know, like 70 house parties last year in the campaign, and affordable housing comes up at almost every opportunity when people think about what's going on in Bloomington. And on the one hand, the fact that we have a problem with affordable housing means we got a really strong housing market. We got people willing to pay a lot of money to live here, and that's good. Because if you have a weak housing market, it's harder to get solutions. But what it also has meant that without a strategy, if you have a housing market and you don't have an affordable housing strategy, you just keep reducing the ability of people of other means to live here. And I think that's been a big issue in Bloomington. We just haven't had a strategy. We've had a housing authority that's got the federal kind of world, and we've gotten some money through the city government, traditional federal money, but we haven't had a local strategy. So that's what I've been working on. I'm happy to talk about some of the stuff we're trying to do with that.
I know growing up in Berkeley, which is also a college community, and years ago there were some of the same problems with escalating prices, and I know they came up with some forms of rent control. Is that one of the things that have been tossed around as you've tried to, you know, deal with this problem?
Yeah, I think, you know, affordable housing, you got issues in rental and ownership. They're two different kinds of markets. Bloomington is about two-thirds rental for our residents and one-third homeowner, so rental's the bigger part. I think looking at how you protect affordable rents over the long haul is a really key issue. And I'm actually, right now, we're working with some different potential housing developers, people who want to invest money to create market housing, to say, how can we, at the same time we're creating new investments for market housing, how can we support affordable housing, including cash support if you're doing a big new investment, you can put cash money in to support affordable housing, or what we call often is called inclusionary zoning, where if you're going to build, let's say, 100 units of market rate housing, you also have to build 15 or 20 or 12 units of affordable housing. Rent control is also something to look at. We haven't done that in Bloomington before, but we haven't done a lot of these things before. You know, we had a lot of housing built over the last decade, and we didn't really get anything to support affordability out of it. And my view is, if you have private investment coming in for market rate housing, you should steer some of that value into affordable housing too. And when I say affordable, I really mean housing that's affordable from the poorest of the poor up to working families who are even above median, but they still have trouble finding housing. Yeah. You know, it's not just low income, it's a whole range of housing options.
So what is it that specifically makes Bloomington, causes Bloomington to have the highest fair market rental in the state of Indiana?
I think it's called Indiana University. Uh-huh. I mean, I really think it's the large number of people who are here who, you know, the university only houses about, give or take, one-third of their students on campus, a little less maybe. And so those two-thirds of folks, they got to be somewhere, and a lot of them are willing to pay a fairly high price for it. So the development community has met that need. They'll build, you know, expensive places for that.
You know, here on Bring It On, we deal with issues that are prevalent to the African-American community. And would you share with us the state of diversity in Bloomington now, where we are today? The good, the bad, and where you would like to see us in several years.
several ways, in many ways, our community as a whole demonstrates that a commitment to and a celebration of diversity is key to our DNA and who we are. Now, that doesn't mean everybody behaves that way, because they certainly don't. And we got examples of that, too, since I've been mayor. But if you look back on the history of the community over the last number of years, the instances when the community has stood up strong to support the importance of a community that welcomes everybody and works for everybody, whether it's the immigrant community or Muslim community, whether it's African-American community, whether it's LGBTQ community, you know, we've been a voice about that. Somebody called us a blueberry floating in a tomato soup bowl. We still have significant economic and some racial segregation in housing patterns. We have a lot of segregation in housing, income segregation of housing patterns. We have challenges on our public safety forces. You know, we can talk about that, but we don't quite have the diversity I want in the police force and the fire department force. And so we got work to do.
And that was something that I was going to bring up, the police force, the fire department, as well as schools. And I know that's a tough problem. How do we recruit more minorities to Bloomington? And I know that's been a question that's been asked for the 20-some-odd years since I've lived here, so there's no quick fix, obviously. But what type of things are you trying to do to make that happen?
Well, you know, in a lot of ways, there's kind of two really different answers. One of the answers is, in my view, people of all kinds want the same things for their families, which is a high quality of life, and they want jobs, and they want good schools, and they want affordable housing and a high quality of life. And so unless we have that, we're not going to be attractive to anybody. And if we do have that, I hope we're attractive to everybody if we're a welcoming community. But there's no doubt also that there's we need to recruit and talk about the values of our community as welcoming people of all backgrounds and all races and all beliefs. For example, on the police force, we have 96 sworn officers right now. We're actually approved up to 100, but it's hard to hire police now. It's a tough environment around the country to recruit. People are not signing up to say, I want to be a police officer, as much as they were 30 years ago. There's a lot of reasons for that. We right now in the Bloomington Police Department, you know, continue to recruit. We have, I believe the figures are out of 96 officers. We have 10 women. We have 4 African-American officers and 2 Asian officers. You know, that's is that where we want to be? Not yet, but it's better than we were 20 years ago, I think.
That was Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton speaking with 2 hosts of WFHB's Bring It On, William Hosea and Cornelius Wright. You can hear their entire conversation at wfhb.org.